We've been testing AI platforms, voice platforms, image platforms, and we're in the process of studying video platforms. And what we found is that there are very few guardrails on some of the world's biggest AI platforms on cloning the images, the voices, and the video appearance of leading politicians in the US, and around the world, which means that we could be in store for a tidal wave of disinformation, of completely made up video and audio that confuses people, that makes it really unclear as to what's really happening, and starts to make people doubt reality itself.
And I've seen some of these examples, what you're talking about with these videos that are made up. I can't tell the difference. I cannot see. It's so seamless and so good. I mean, what are people supposed to do if they're trying to find out if it's real or fake?
Well, the truth is that the professionals in my research team often can't tell the difference between real and fake. I don't know how the average person, when scrolling through their social media feed, would be able to tell what's real or fake. The truth is that we need to have a industry-wide solution, whether that is watermarking these images, these audio with a tracking pixel, with metadata, with other creative solutions that then when it appears on a social media platform, they flag that because they can see that metadata, they can see that tracking pixel, that it is actually inauthentic. You know, that would be a solution, but you need industry-wide agreement on it. And the truth is that industry is not going to come to that agreement. They're not going to deliberately cripple the quality of what they're producing unless we set those regulatory standards at a national or even international level. Our democracies are worth a lot more than the short-term profits of a few AI companies, because the truth is they couldn't make their money unless they were operating in prosperous, secure, and safe democracies.
Besides the legislators and the AI providers, like you're pointing out, maybe there's where we could set guardrails. What about the social media providers? Are they doing anything right now to try to scope this out and prevent it from continuing?
I think one thing we've learned over the years dealing with social media companies is that the best content for them is controversial content. So content that is, you know, Joe Biden in a hospital bed or Donald Trump with, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, as we managed to get the image generators to produce, that's great content for them because people will be arguing for hours over whether it's real or not, what it means, having a go at the people who are posting that content. And that's manna from heaven because they rely on engagement. Engagement drives eyeballs, eyeballs drive ads, and that's how they make their money. So social media companies have got no incentive to fix the problem, quite the opposite.
How effective are these online fake bots and other types of fake online messaging?
We're in the first generation of generative AI here, and we've already seen it affecting elections around the world this year and last year. I suspect that we haven't yet hit the event that will really trigger fury in action, but I suspect that will come when it's too late, when it's been deployed at mass scale and significantly influenced an election somewhere in the world in one of the major democracies. And when that happens, you know, something terrible could happen as a result. And I pray that this time, unlike with social media, that before the terrible event happens, that we do something to ensure that predictable, foreseeable potential harms that organizations like mine are showing evidence can happen because of the lack of guardrails and the lack of curation of these platforms, that we take action to avert these crises before they happen.